Okay, we're picking up two lines from the top of Tzadik Hey Amud Aleph. I apologize, last 2 days had some really bad food poisoning. I was not able to send out recordings. Baruch Hashem, I'm feeling a little bit better, so I'm sending it out now. So let us continue with the words of Minalan de lo Asire. So the Gemara just discussed that when a woman has Bia to an Isser, when she's married to someone, she becomes Sota Asur Labaila, and she's Asur to be with the husband. However, when a man has a Bia with the wife's sister while he's currently married to that wife, it does not Asur him to then continue being married to the wife. So the Gemara wants to learn why that should be. Minelan de lo Asira, why doesn't it become that he Asurs his wife to him when he has Bia with his sister? Disana, we learn in the Nebraisa that it says Osa, and the Pasuk says, V'shachav isho sashich v'zeh. We just read this, the Parsha's Naso. Actually, in America, they're going to be reading it now. This week's Parsha is the Parsha about Sota. It says that you're going to have v'enela minei, shav v'nistar v'hinit me'a v'edin ba, v'hilo nispasa. But it specifically says, v'shachav ish osa. There should be, so the person is having bia with her. This is talking about the Sota having relations with her. So, osa shchivasa asurta. As the Chorin pointed out, it could have said ima, it should have been with her. Osa is more of a lesson of coming to exclude something. It's saying, osa shchivasa osa. Only is having bia with her having relations with another man out of the context when she's married to her husband already, right? Sarah has cheats on Reuven and has Bia with Yisachar, a random guy, then it's going to asur to her to Reuven. But her sister is having relations with her husband. Reuven is not going to asur her to Reuven. She's allowed to continue being married to him. So the Gemara says, Shiachal Velo Dino, the Braisa continues, I could have learned this that in a logical argument that would be able to show you that this would not be the case had it not been the pasuk. Meaning, I would have said that just like the one woman who is cheats on the husband is usher to her husband, so too the husband who is bia with the woman's sister is going to be usher. And how would I come with that? Umamba makom shiba al iser kal. Just like in a situation, one is having bia, the woman is having issue with someone who's lenient. We're going to see what exactly this means. This is going to be subject of the whole next Amud, basically trying to figure out what this vague line of the Braisa means. Ne'eser oser, the one who's causing her to become usher becomes usher, meaning the woman's husband, whose marriage to the woman makes her usher to all the men. If she has an act of adultery, then she's going to usher to himself to her. Malcolm Shabbat al Isser Chamar, so a situation where we're talking about a more Chamar situation, that you're having an Isser of Bia with Achos Isha, with the sister of your wife, which is an Isser Karius, Enodin She'enu Nasser Oser. We're going to see why is that more Chamar. What to cause her sister to become Asr, the husband's wife, is going to be more Chamar for this case. And we're going to say, without this, it had not been for the Kavah Chamar, we need the Pasuk. So that was what the Gemara is saying now. So now the Gemara quotes a Braisa that discusses the woman, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Lo nechlaku becham beis Hillel beva al chamoso. The guards to someone who has bia with his mother-in-law, Shaposel Ishisha, everybody agrees that he's no longer allowed to remain with his wife if he has bia with his mother-in-law. Amanech al-gubava al-achos ishta, with the guards to having bia with one's wife's sister, Shabechame, Omrin Posel. So we're actually seeing, according to Rabbi Huda within the Braisa, he's understanding Bechame would say, we just said this pasuk is not correct. That woman, the man has bia with the wife's sister, it's usher to remain with his, it's the same as the punishment of a sota, it's usher for him to remain with her. Beisilo Omrin lo posel, he does not disqualify her from this situation. Beisilo learn out that would not be the case. Says Gemara, Rabbi Yosi, Lo nechlaku becham beisil beval achos ishta. So Rabbi Yosi says that becham beisil do not disagree with the case of somebody who has bia with his wife's sister. Shelo posel es ishta. But they both agree that this does not disqualify his wife from remaining married to him. According to Rabbi Yosi, both Bicham and Bis Hillel agree that the phrase of Osa is teaching us that even when it's be with the wife's sister, it would remain permitted to him, according to this view of Rabbi Yosi. That's like our Braisa. Amal nechlaku beva al chamosa, with regards to having be with one's mother-in-law. Shebicham amrim posa, levis hillel amrim lo posa. That when it comes to having be with the mother-in-law, that's what it goes so far as to say that would usher you with being a wife. And Bisil says, no, that would not usher you with being with the wife. So that's what we learn from over here, that that would be only Malshaila is with regards to mother not to be here. Rabbi Yossi is going to say that everybody agrees, again, when you have be with the wife's sister, that would not usher to him. Lefisha b'tchila, because when they first get married, who mutter b'chol anashim shab'olam? This man is permitted to all people who are all women in the world, who obviously are not married, in the world, she's mutter to them, bihi mutter, and similar to her, she is mutter to all men in the world, who, even if they are married, actually, a man can marry multiple wives, she's mutter to all men in the world. Kicha, as long as, however, once he marries her, who asra vihi asarto? He causes her to be asra to other men, and she causes him to be asra only to some other woman, meaning her relatives. Meruba iser sha'asra mi iser asarto. His iser is much stronger, is much greater, right? That which he's asraing to her is much stronger than what she's offering to him. Shehu Asar al Kol Nashim Olam, because he now asers her to all other men in the world. She's now an Eishes Ish. She's mutter to one man and one man only. However, he lo asarto elo bekrovaseh. Whereas her kalach is only be able to cause him to be asked to her relatives, right, to her mother, to her sister. Therefore, the koach that he has is stronger than the koach that she has. So therefore, valodinu, so therefore you can make a kavachomer, that in the case where the husband is violating the isra of Eishes Achiv, that the woman should be permitted. You should say mahu in a situation where if the husband asra b'chol anashim sha'olam, who asers his wife to all other men in the world, shkaga b'asr la, a wife who makes a mistake with the man who's asr to her, enu nasar es b'mutar la, does not become asr to the man, meaning to her husband, in a case where it's shogig, meaning we know that's a classic example, a woman who unintentionally violates the isr d'oraisa of adultery is going to be considered asr to her husband. So in the situation where the woman shall lo asr to elabek ravaseh, only is asring to her husband's, the situation where only partially is asring only her siblings and her sister and her mother, shagad ba'asr lo she'enu din shalom asr b'mutar lo, so isn't she'esuri kaval chomer that the husband who makes a mistake and has bia with the wife's relatives should not become asr to him? So Rabbi Yossi Kedina v'zeh din l'shogig, that's with regards to a case of shogig. L'mezid minayin, where do I know that the wife is going to be permitted, even in a case where the husband deliberately has bia with the wife's sister, he knows that it's asr to him, meaning it's the fact that she is the wife's sister, not even she was married to somebody else, but she was just the wife's sister. That's an Isser Dereis, Isser Karis. Talmud Loimer, Osa. The Pasuk says, with her, Osa Shchivasa Osarta, Vein Shchivasa Achusa Osarta. That is the drasha that we're having over here that teaches that that the woman is only going to be Usher to her husband in a situation where she does the Isser. When he is having Bia with the sister, we learn out that he's allowed to remain with his wife. So that was the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, of Rabbi Yossi rather. Now the Gemara is going to discuss what was Rabbi Yehuda thinking. Amar Abami, Amar Rabbi Shlakish, my time, Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that says even with regards to a sister-in-law, if the husband has bia with the sister-in-law, the iser, so that would asr the wife on him just like it does by the woman, that makes her asr to the husband, so too it makes the husband asr to the wife. So Be'esh Yisrifu Osov Eshen. The Pasuk says, In reference to, the Pasuk is in reference over here to someone who has bia with the mother of his wife, the Pasuk says that they should put him, they should have Srefa. And if the mother did it willingly, she'd also be chayv Srefa. The Pasuk says, them, burn him and them. So what is V'chi kol ha'bayis kol ha'bayis, the entire house is subject to burning? The wife didn't necessarily sin over here, meaning that lechor not his wife. He may know in less treifa. So rather, it's talking about the wife is not applicable because she's not going to be chayav. It's talking about the mother-in-law. Her mother did the iser. Taneo inyan leisura. You have to apply it to the union of Isra. But he's explaining that the Torah is mentioning the wife not because she did anything Isra, but the husband is usher to be with the wife. Meaning that if the man has bia with his mother and mother-in-law, then it becomes usher to his wife as well. So Zegmar Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel Ein Alacha Rabbi Yehuda. The Alacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. The Achordim wonder why in the world does Shmuel have to tell us this rule. Usually when you have Alacha of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi, the Alacha follows Rabbi Yossi. And further, the statement's a little bit weird. Ein Alacha Rabbi Yehuda. Alacha does not follow Rabbi Yehuda. Just tell me the Alacha does follow Rabbi Yossi. So this is a strange statement for two reasons. That is the Shaila that Dinu and the Achordim. But anyway, that's what we see from the Gemara right here, that that we paskin like Rabbi Yossi, and it would. And would not ask her when it comes to the sister. Who David Yisur bechamasei, a person who had bia with the mother-in-law. Asir Rav Yehuda Nagder. Rav Yehuda gave him, right? You have the right to get the malchus midrabanan, but you can't enforce malchus midraisa. We don't have the smuchin. We're able to get malchus midrabanan. So he gave him malchus. Amar Lei, Rav Yehuda said to him also, Id lav de Amar Shmuel, and lach Rav Yehuda, for Shmuel not lach Rav Yehuda with regards to the mother-in-law also. So we're going to learn out. Asar to Alech Yisur de Alam. I would have said that it's asir for your wife to be with your wife. Meaning if we held like Rav Yehuda, so then we would have said that it'd be usher for you to be with your wife, to go back to your wife ever again, but now we're not saying like that. Okay, so now we're going back to, we just mentioned that we're going to have the brisa with the vague statement that with regards to Osa, we could have learned out through the logical reasoning or the Kal V'Chomer that would have said that the bia of the sister would have potentially asr to her on her husband, and therefore I need the pasuk of Osa to teach me that it does not asr the husband who has bia with his wife's sister willingly. Even that case would not asr him to them to go back to his wife. So says the Gemara, my Isser Kal. When we had over there, we had a lashon of the Kal V'Chomer, we had the Isser Kal and Isser Chomer. We said that the Isser Kal is going to be something in reference to an Eishes Ish, and the Isra Chamra was a reference to this case with regards to the fact that it's the wife's sister. So what exactly is lenient about it, and what exactly is the Chamra? Amar Rav Chista, Master Kshasa Mishinisis. We're trying to bring the example of somebody who is remarrying his own divorcee. So that is Lachora more Ka than the case of marrying one's wife, or having Bia with one's wife's sister, because that is an Isra Karis, and here is only a Stam Lav. So the Gemara says, Baleahai. So then what would it mean? That when the second husband has Bia with her, Asra he causes the first husband to then be usher, to then be maxer krushasa. He divorces his first wife. The second husband then marries her. The moment he has be with her, it ushers this man from then going back to ever be with his wife, first wife ever again. Balea idach, when the first husband, if he does violate this isser and has be with her, so then usher alea dahi, then he then goes ahead. It's like an interesting thing. He then ushers her to the second husband. He had be a isser, and when he did that, though, then he would remain usher to the, then remain usher to the second husband. So that, so someone who's causing the original isser is then going to cause, then eventually going to cause, is going to be the one who then gets the Isra back on him if the second husband has be with him. So now, the first husband as Isra was causing the one creating the original, and then the second one was through the Kavah Chomer, we could have extended this law to the Lacha of a sister's wife. So the Gemara says, well, that wouldn't have been a good Kavah Chomer, because we would have destroyed the Kavah Chomer by saying that someone who takes his wife after she married another one, sheken nit ma'aguf, that the woman's body becomes tamay, meaning that the Gemara is arguing that this case of the remarrying one's divorcee, the fact that the woman's remarriage to the first husband makes her puzzle. One could argue that their second husband is due to the person involvement in the Avera. In that case, someone who has Bia with his wife's sister, though, the wife is not involved in the sin at all. So therefore, she should not be usher. The woman is nothing wrong, didn't do anything wrong. So that's also one point. And also, she can be affected by many people. And the second reason that the Master Kshasar is different is that when it comes to over here, the second husband is affected through the marriage of any other man, whoever it is going to be in the world. That doesn't matter. So however, in the case of one of us have Bia with one's wife's sister, the wife who is Isser would be affected through the wife's Bia, specifically is by this man and no other person in the world. Isser Isser Olam, and also Isser is forever, that even if a woman gets divorced her husband, it always remains Usser for this man to go have Bia with the wife's sister. The only time that it's going to be Mutter is if the wife's sister dies. So that would be the only time. So therefore, you can't learn these two lachos. Elam Arish Lakish Yivvama. Now, what was the lenient case we're trying to discuss? We're going to bring out the Kava Chomer that we could say, Oser Malkum Shabal Isra Chamar Eno Din Shinasra Oser, that'll Kava Chomer, is the case of Yivvama. Yivvama Ile Mila Acher. So you can tell me the case is speaking about where she has Bia with somebody else other than the Yavam, and then the Yavam was Aser, so then she does that, and it's going to be more lenient because it's not going to be, again, not a Chiv Misa, not Ezra Karis. Uchid Rav Amunah, and we would agree with Rav Amunah that Rav Amunah says, Shomer Yavan Shazinsa, that someone who's waiting Bia and has the Zika to Ruvi, that's not your children, to now have Shimon, and she has Bia with Yisachar on the street, she asers herself to Shimon. Asur Yavama, she now becomes Aser to the Yavam to Shimon. So then the Kavah Chomer can also be said, Mali Yavama, the Kavah Chomer could be rejected because he could have said, Yavama, she can eat Maguf. Also, again, the woman herself violated an Iser to create the Iser. And this is not the case when it comes to the wife's sister, that she didn't do anything wrong, only that the husband did something wrong with the sister. V'isur Beruv, and also she's ushered by many other men. That here also, that we just mentioned before, that Gemara's arguing that discussing Yivama who has Bia with someone in the general Isser, the comparison to one who has Bia with one's wife's sister, the two, again, the second one is that only with the wife's sister is the Isser, and here is Bia with anybody in the world would usher her in the case of Yivama. So that would, these two characteristics would show that there's a fundamental difference between the case of Yibum and the case of the wife's sister, so you cannot learn it through the Kavah Chomer. Ella Yivama L'Achim, so rather the Yivama of the Preisa is one who has Bia with the brothers of one of the other brothers, meaning that this refers to the case one of their brothers did Maimar with the Avama, and therefore the other brothers then had Bia with her. Avad ba Maimar hai, Asir la hai. So when he has Maimar, then he answers her to the other brothers, Balea idach. So if one of the other brothers after the first, right, Reuven doesn't have any children, Shimon does Maimar, so then Yisachar, Zvulun are also brothers, they're not allowed to do Maimar anymore. What if Yisachar, Bia, or anything, because Maimar creates a Zika to Shimon, to the Midrabanan, Bisham held it to Reis, Bisham held Midrabanan, and so then what happens if then Yisachar then goes ahead and has Bia with her? So Asir la hai, so he causes her to become Asir to Shimon as well, because it's Aser on the first brother, and it's also Aser now Yisachar. Both of them are going to be Aser. So that Kavah Chomer reasoning would apply to the price that would extend to the Iser of Bia with one's wife's sister. So Gemara says, "Ma'ir Yerushabale Asheni." Why is the price teaching you that the other brother had to have Bia with her? Even if he does Maimer with her, she would still be Asr. Meaning we're assuming that the only way that the Braisa seems to imply that the only way what this created, you creating this Isr, was through the fact that somebody had Bia with this woman. Here you don't have to have Bia with a woman to create the Isr. You can have another case of another Maimer. If that was done also, that would create everybody to be Asr. They would both have to give a Chalitz and both have to give a Get in that circumstance also, so that wouldn't be a good example. Halokasha Kirman Wheel. So Gemara says, no, we can respond to that answer by saying, we held like Rabbi Gamliel, Damar Ein Maimer Achamamer. We held like Rabbi Gamliel, this price is like Rabbi Gamliel, that there is no second Maimer. So the case of Bia was the one specifically that was mentioned in the Braisa. So the Gemara says, El Afila Nasa Get, Afila Chalitza, but even if the second brother just gave her a Get, or he gave her Chalitza, so then he also causes her to become Asr to the first brother. So meaning that you don't actually have to find a case where you're rejecting Rish Lakish, because you can find another way to Asr to the brother with either getting divorced or Chalitza, that would also Asr, and that would not be a situation where you have to necessarily have Bia. Now the Braisa sounded like you specifically had to have Bia. So that would be something which we rejected Rish Lakish for. Says the Gemara of Yochanan Sota. Right, the Braisa, when are we talking about, what was the more Mekel Shita, more Mekel case? So the case of having Bia with the Sota. So the Gemara now asks Sota Laman. Sota, who is the Sota? Again, Sota is someone, a woman who cheats on her husband. She's Asr to the Baal, she's Asr to the Boel, she's Asr to the husband, and she's also Asr to the one who she has Bia with. So Ilim and the Baal, you're going to tell me that the Sota who has Bia with her husband is the one who's Asr, Baal. So the husband has Bia with her, Asr Alea de Boel. He causes her to become Asr to the Boel forever. The Lacha is that until the waters test the Sota, she is considered a Suffolk Sota, who's Usher to the Boel forever. The only way that she can ever be given a heter to be with the Boel eventually is if the Sota waters prove her innocent. Now, if the husband is Baal HaBaderach, we learn that the Sota waters will no longer test her anymore, and she's no longer allowed to get the Sota waters. If that was the case, so then she would become permanently ushered to the Baal, because there would be no way to ever find out whether or not she was in fact clean, and she didn't do an Avera, because this husband had now done an Avera by having Bia with a Suffolk Sota, with his own wife with a Suffolk Sota. He's not allowed to have Bia with her from the moment that he suspects her, that he had the 2 Adim suspecting her, 1 Ad afterwards suspecting her, till he brings her to the Beis HaMikdash to taste those waters. Until she drinks the waters, he no longer is allowed to have Bia with her. If he does, he's no longer allowed to give her the water. So my area, Baaleh, so what does the Pasuk have to tell you? Why does the din specifically in the Braisa rather have to tell you, not Pasuk, the din of the Braisa tell you that he has Bia with her? Again, we can ask similar question. We can find a situation where not necessarily they were having Bia. How does that Afilu Nasan get? Even if he just gave her a get, Afilu Amar Eni Mashke, or if he says to her that I don't want to have her drink the Sota waters, he tells her that he's going to be, I don't want to drink the waters, or if he says I don't want to give her the water. In both those cases, if he doesn't want to give her the water, then that's a Shaila, but this is Machlokas, but Lachora, he might have to give her the Ksuba money, and that's all Shaila, but over a Glein, we're not getting to that. But Be'etzem, at the end of the day, though, she becomes permanently usher forever to the suspected Boel. She's never going to have a heter, because the only way she could ever be going to the Boel is if the waters clear up. If they don't, then you don't have that heter. So again, the Braisa is specifically talking about the case of having Bia, clearly not speaking necessarily of a Sota with the husband. So rather, Ella Sota Lebo. Maybe it's about the case of a Sotel who has Bia with the adulterer. By doing so, she becomes Usher to the husband, meaning the one who caused the initial Isser, meaning that the husband caused the initial Isser, that she can no longer have Bia with the rest of the world. She now becomes Usher to this husband by having Bia with the Boel. The Kaval Chomer reasoning, the Braisa is going to extend that to the case of one sister's wife. And the Gemara is suggesting that would be the Kaval Chomer here. When the Gemara is saying that he caused her to be usher, it's talking about the husband who causes her to be usher the rest of the world by marrying her. That's what Rashi points out. So the Gemara says, "Hi Isser Kalu," but what exactly is the Isser Kal? Isser Chomer. This is an Isser Eishes Ish, which is a chi of Misa, and she's going to get a punishment of death penalty if she. That's a, now an Isser of death penalty. That's not a lenient Isser whatsoever. So the Gemara turns out and says, "Someone now Elamar Rava." So Rava therefore rejects this opinion. Eishes Ish. The Braisa is discussing a case of a married woman. We're talking about a case of Eishes Ish. The lenient case is talking about a married woman. We're talking about a married woman. Why is that lenient? A similar question we had the Sota. Because the one who, her husband, who's causing this Isser, is not necessarily going to be so chamer, because it's not for the rest of his life. All the while that he's married her, but if he decides to divorce her, the Isser immediately is up. However, the Isser of one's wife, sister, as long as the wife is alive, even if he divorces the wife, in that regard, it's more chamer, because it's forever. As long as the wife is alive, there's an Isser Deraisa to ever be with the wife's sister. In that respect, it is more chamar. So the Gemara says, Tanam Hachu actually is a Braisa supporting this reading of the Braisa. Because the Braisa says, Abba Ananamar Mishimar Belazar, Ish is Ish, the case of a married woman. So then, ma become a gavala iser kal situation where one has bia with a woman who is aser, meaning a married woman. She'ina aser iser kol yama, because why is it more lenient? Because the husband does not aser all his lifetime, only while the husband's married to her. If the husband divorces her, she's allowed to be with the rest of the world. Neser al oser, so that the iser becomes aser to himself. Aba al iser chamer, someone has an iser chamer, meaning the case of one sister, the sister of one's wife. She oser iser kol, because it's aser for the rest of his life to be with his wife's sister as long as the wife is alive. Ain adin she neser al oser, so it shouldn't be that the din the halacha should be. It becomes prohibited to herself if she has been with her. Tamal Lomar Osa Shechivaso. Sarta, the brisa seems to be fairish. Vein Shechivasachosa. Sarta, this brisa seems to be fairish. Like the way we just wanted to assume that at the end of the day, the Kal Vachomer would have said that would be more chamor for the iser of Eishes Ish. Then in this regards, then Achos Ishto, because Achos Ishto is forever, and Eishes Ish is only while the husband is married to the wife, and that is the Kal Vachomer. And I needed the pasuk to teach me that if a man has bia with the wife's sister, it in fact does not usher her to be with that wife. He would be allowed to be with the original wife, even though he violated an iser. Okay, now we're up to the next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says, Kol Shepos, anyone who disqualifies others will disqualify himself as well, and anyone who does not disqualify others does not disqualify himself either. So this is also a little bit difficult. Maika Rabbi Yossi, what exactly is Rabbi Yossi talking about? Ili Midikamar Tanakhamba, that the Tanakhamba was saying to Azal Ishta Vigiza Lamidasayam, in the case where the wife and his brother-in-law, meaning the husband and the wife's sister, both went abroad, and he learned about their deaths, he married the sister, and both the wife and the brother-in-law, in fact, were not dead. So what's the lacha? Eishes kiso asira. His brother-in-law's wife, meaning the sister, is usher to the brother-in-law. V'ishto sharya. But his own wife is permitted to him, because as the Gemara explained on yesterday's daf, the Tanakama's ruling applies also where the wife's sister was married, and both the wife and the brother-in-law went overseas, and they were assumed to be dead. It turned out, in that case, the Tanakama says that the husband is permitted to remain with his wife. The sister, however, is usher to remain with the brother-in-law because of the lacha of a person who did not be careful enough. So the Gemara says, so if that's the situation, so in that case, so then if that's the case, we're going to, so then Isha Skisra Asirav Isha Sharyav Kamar Le Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi says to the Tanakama Ki Echid Isha Sharyav, just like the wife was permitted, Isha Skisra Asirav Yashar, so to say that the brother-in-law should be permitted to the his brother-in-law's wife, meaning should be permitted to the brother-in-law. The Gemara says that based on the Tanakama that would be usher to the husband. The Gemara is maybe suggesting Rabbi Yossi argues with that and holds it should be mutter. So the Gemara says, Iachi kol she'en posel ali de'achirim en posel de'atzmo, that lashon that he says isn't lachora right. That in the case Rabbi Yossi said anyone who does not disqualify should not disqualify himself, rather it should be kol she'en posel ali de'atzmo in a posel de'achirim ba'alei. He should say that anybody who does not disqualify himself should not disqualify others is the lashon that Rabbi Yossi should have said. The Gemara is pointing out that Rabbi Yossi is saying that the brother-in-law's heter to go back to the sister is based upon the fact that the husband was exempt from giving his wife a get, because anyone who is not going to pasul would not disqualify himself. That's not really right. It should have said anyone who does not disqualify himself from turning to his wife does not disqualify others, his brother-in-law. The Lashonos don't line up with Rabbi Yossi. So it says the Gemara, Ve'ella ki heche de ishes gishu asira ishes nami asira. So meaning Rabbi Yossi would definitely agree that just as the brother-in-law's wife is usher to her husband, so too his wife is usher to him. Meaning the Gemara is now saying the opposite. Meaning without Rabbi Yossi's Mimikil, he's more machmir. Rabbi Yossi is saying that just as a sister is usher to remain with the brother-in-law, so too is a second husband usher to remain with the original wife when she returns. That's what Rabbi Yossi is being more machmir than Tanakama now. So Gemara says, doesn't make Hatin of Kosha Posa. That makes sense to say anyone who disqualifies others, that means Kosha in a Posa. Anyone who does not disqualify others, not to disqualify himself. My Avidah say, but what do you do with the second half of the statement? The case where the sister married woman, the second marriage must look or disqualify from being with her husband. When there's lashon, anyone who's not disqualifying others, who's not disqualifying others? Anyone's going to be usher in this case. So therefore, the Tanakhama did not mention any sister would be permitted to the first husband. So what Rabbi Yossi is referring to, anyone who's not disqualifying Lakora would be a problematic lashon also. Says the Gemara Amar of Abi Aresh, rather that this is going on, Rabbi Yossi's statement is going on the earlier Mishnah, which told us Nisus Alpi Basin, where the woman marries. Her husband died, and she remarried with the base, on eight echa based on the basin's heter. Tate said that she has to leave both husbands of term and a korban. She's put there from a korban kaddish. I'll be edim. However, what about if she two witnesses and the first husband then comes back? Tate say she has to leave. However, she may or may remain married to the first husband. V'chayavas b'korban. She's going to be chayav a korban. Yafe kolchos b'basin. She'll put them in a korban that exempts her from a korban. So we see Rav Ami is explaining that Yossi is going to be going back to this comment. V'kamar tanakama lo shnal pi edim. The ishes kisos or sharia. That it doesn't make a difference whether or not it was two witnesses in the case of the brother-in-law's wife is permitted to remain with her husband, but lo shnalpi based on it, whether or not it was based on the fact that the court gave her formal permission on a single witness to Eishes Kisoso Asira, in which case the brother-in-law's wife is usher to remain with her husband. Either her case, the second husband is permitted to remain with his first wife when she returns. So now, v'kamar Rabbi Yossi to that, Rabbi Yossi responds to the Tanakhama, I'll be based in the post of the Acherim. In the case of the based in, so then, when he prohibits his sister from remaining with the brother-in-law, post of the Atzma, he is going to disqualify himself as well. He's also to remain married to his wife, I'll be Adim. However, where are they married? Upon witnesses, on two witnesses, the Eino post of the Acherim, in which case she does not disqualify others for the sister, is then permitted to remain with her husband. Eino post of the Atzma, he would not disqualify herself either. So therefore, this is the case where the man does not disqualify others, in which he and the sister are married on the testimony of two witnesses. In that case, Rabbi Yossi agrees with the Tanakhama then that he permits her to remain married with the first wife. Where, however, he and the sister are alive on a single witness, Rabbi Yossi is going to disagree, and he holds this as he asks the sister from remaining married to her husband. So too, he asks her to remain with his wife. So that was one explanation. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafta says differently. Amar, Lolam HaSefer, really, Rabbi Yossi is going on the second part of the Mishnah, and the sister remained remarried in the testimony of a single witness, as we just said from the statement. And so here, before we take out the Gersav Ha, Denasiv Eish Gisa, so Denasiv versus Gisa, rather, Ha De'azil Arusasov Gisa. We're talking about the case where his Arusa, the wife, married only with Erison and his brother-in-law traveled and they went overseas. On the other one, where his wife, who he married with Nisuin, and the brother-in-law traveled overseas. So he's making a chilek between Erison and Nisuin when they went overseas. When they went abroad, what was the din over here? So Kamar Tanakam, the Tanakama says, Lo Shna Ishto V'Gisos, it doesn't matter whether it was his wife and his brother-in-law. It doesn't matter if she was an Arusa or a Nesua. It doesn't matter how he's related to her. Eishes Kishos Arsua. In both cases, brother-in-law's wife is usher to remain with her husband. The Ishto Sharia. However, his wife is permitted to remain married to him. So it doesn't matter what situation, whether it was Arusa or Nesua. However, Ka'amar Le Rabbi Yossi says, Ishto Vigisasa, that his wife and his brother-in-law. Where it's impossible to say that they had a Nesuin with a Tanai, meaning where the man was married to his wife with a Nesuin, no one would possibly make any assumption that the marriage remained on some sort of tanai that hadn't been fulfilled, because no one in Adam osa bialsa bialsnus. He wouldn't make a tanai and have relations with this woman who's not going to be his wife. He would never do that. He would never have a bias panah al bnuya. He wouldn't have illicit relations with this woman. So therefore, we can't assume there was a tanai that was not fulfilled. De ena posa ideacher, because it does not disqualify others. Ena posa ideatzmo, that case, he did not disqualify himself either. However, in the case of a rusasa vikisasa, people are going to get confused. The case of a rusa and his brother in law, deikal mimer tanai havale bikidushin. It was possible to assume that there had been, in fact, a tanai in the erison of his wife that would have allowed the second marriage to take effect, since you never had bia yet. So therefore, we don't have the problem of ena zam also bias bialsnus. So therefore, when the man was married his first wife, the erison only, maybe it's a possibility that there was never really a tanai that was fulfilled. It was never really a marriage, a posa de afirm, and therefore people can get confused, a posa de atzma, and therefore he would disqualify himself as there. According to Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Rabbi Yossi is the friendship between erison and nisuin because of this mistake that people could understand. First case, husband, wife, sister is going to be usher to the brother-in-law, therefore the husband is usher on the first wife. However, this is what Rabbi Yossi means when he says anyone who's not going to pass is not going to follow to himself. In the second case, the husband does not cause a sister to be usher to the brother-in-law, and therefore he also is going to be usher based on the first wife. This is what Yossi means when he says anyone who's not going to be disqualified to others is not going to disqualify to himself. Therefore, Lefi Rishita's Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, Rabbi Yossi is making a chiluk between the Din Darabanan that says a woman who remarried upon the fact that the death of the husband was mitzvah to be in her first husband. The Gemara understood that this is a punishment not to be careful. Rabbi Yossi is understanding that there's a different reason, really, that people are going to think that the marriage had never really been chal and it was never ended, and there was no need for a divorce whatsoever. If the first husband is going to be in a case of nisuin, that would be shy off to say that, but if it's not, then it would not be, other way around, if it was Erison, we would shy off to have this chash, and if there's no Erison, it wouldn't necessarily be that. So that's what we see over here, that we're making this final chiluk between Erison and Nisuin, and therefore, in the second case, it's going to be certain that no one is going to assume that the first marriage was conditional, because again, they went through Nisuin, and everyone's aware that the second marriage was going to be invalid. There's no reason for taking a takana, but there where there is Erison, there would be reason to make a takana. Amar Vidamar Shmuel Alafa Rabbi Yossi, Alafa follows Rabbi Yossi. Alafa is going to pass Rabbi Yossi. Shmuel is telling us Lachora doesn't see if he holds like Rav Ami or Rav Yitzchak Nafka. That's going to be the Gemara to discuss that. So Maskev Rav Yosef, Umi Amar Shmuel Achid. Rav Shmuel really said Alafa follows Rav Yosef. V'ayitmar Yavama. In the case of Yavama, so Rava Amar. So what Rav says, when it comes to Yavama, Harei, he Keishesh, she is going to be like an Eishesh. Shmuel Amar, in a Keishesh, she's not like an Eishesh. Yamar Rav Huna, what's the Machlokik? Gon Shekidesh Achiv Zayisha. in Machlokas about the Yavam's brother did Kiddushin with the woman when she was in Arus of Alach Min Hizam, so then he went overseas, and he heard that his brother had died, so then he went and he married his brother's wife. He took this Arusa and Yibum. So the Halach is the Rav Amar Hari Keshazish, she's like any other married woman, and she's going to be Asher to the Yavam, to the first husband, who she's Asher to the first husband, who's now going to be her Yavam. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, Enoke Eshazish. Shmuel says, not like an Ish of Sharyalet, but she's permitted to remain with the first husband. So now Shmuel's Lechora holding that there's no reason to be concerned that people might assume that the first brother's Erisin was made with a Tanai, and therefore people are going to know that the second brother would Lechora just made a mistake, and therefore it would know a legal effect, and that would be okay. So Lechora, Shmuel is going to be of the opinion that we're not choshish for this. So if that's the case, how could he hold like Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, who like Rabbi Yosef, which we are choshish for that? So says the Gemara, Amalei Abaye, Ma'ade, Dechiyamar Shmuel, Alach Rabbi Yosef, he meant Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka Kamar. So who says that he went with the interpretation of Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka that made this chelok between Einar Sinun? Maybe Dama Ad Rabbi Ami Kamar. Maybe he's going with the Shita of Rabbi Ami, we saw before. According to Rabbi Ami's understanding of Rabbi Yosef was teaching us his halacha that even a woman who went abroad, the first wife, and was married with Nisuin, which no one would suspect was made on any Tanai, Rabbi Ami is holding that Rabbi Yosef's teaching does not depend on whether or not people are going to think it was made tonight or not. So therefore, maybe Shmuel is holding like this version of Rav Ami. So says the Gemara, V'in Ami ad Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka. Or you could say that even if Shmuel wasn't with Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, but my deposa, what basis do you assume that he said regards to Rabbi Yossi's statement that anyone who disqualifies others disqualifies himself as well, which was the understanding of Rabbi Yossi's concern, they might assume that their first marriage had a tonight. Turning on to the next time. Dilma ain't a posa. Maybe Shmuel was saying this halacha with regards to Rabbi Yossi's statement that anyone does not disqualify others, does not disqualify himself either, which expresses no such concern, and therefore not be a steer within Shmuel's Shita. The Gemara is suggesting that although Shmuel paskened with the Shita Rabbi Yossi, maybe even Father Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, he maybe doesn't agree with this one prat that the husband causes his sister to be usher to the brother-in-law. He himself is usher to the Rusa upon her return. Maybe it's possible that Shmuel intended only to tell us that one part of Rabbi Yossi's ruling is what he agreed with. Okay? We'll get up to the Inami. There's three different Inamis and Shabbos stuff. I don't forget the recording. And then Be'ez Hashem back up on Sunday with recordings on Daf Tzadi Zayin Be'ez Hashem.